Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, I have part two of my conversation with cyclist Mandy Marquardt, who's in contention for a coveted spot to represent the United States at the next Summer Olympics. Here's one of the things that stands out to me about Mandy. She's not even 30, but she has tremendous perspective. For instance, her joy and self-belief doesn't depend on whether she officially makes the Olympic team or whether she'll earn a medal. So what truly matters to her? Well, tune in to find out. Mandy, what's something you wrestled or struggled with in middle school or high school?
Yeah, so when I was in middle school and high school, I was so athletic that I was just like always, you know, playing tennis after school. I was in track and field. I was beating the boys. I got picked on a lot too, just because like I was so athletic. You know, I kind of be made fun of that I'm like, I'm kind of like a man because I'm so athletic and I beat the boys. I just never understood like why people would say that. I'm like, what's wrong with being competitive and being a female athlete? I definitely didn't look like a man. So yeah, I mean, like it was really hard for me, but then at the same time, I'm like, I am working really hard. My parents are there and so supportive and always reminded me that sometimes people don't have nice things to say because they are maybe insecure or just not happy with where they are in their life. And in a way that is sad at such a young age, but I just hope that young kids can see like how much influence they have on each other. And it's important for them to be positive with each other because words, like you said, words are powerful. Words do hurt. I guess I just kind of took that energy out on my athletics, just to prove to myself and also others like that I'm capable and what I can do as a female athlete. I was actually born a twin brother, and he passed away at 6 weeks with SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Yeah, so it's my best friend who I met in middle school. She has a twin brother. And then our cross country team had two other sets of twins. So it was just kind of a cool experience that, you know, twins have met each other. I've made this best friend who has a twin brother. Yeah, you just never know who you meet in life and what kind of impact those people can have. And we're still, you know, best friends to this day and really supportive of one another. And I think that's so valuable.
Mandy, how did persevering through the many challenges you've had ultimately help shape you into the person that you are today?
Always such a good question. I didn't know when I was young, like what I wanted to be. I never like was like, I want to be an Olympian. I just knew that I just wanted to be the best athlete that I could personally be and yes, win. But then eventually, of course, when I was younger too, like I said, I learned and I met people that it's just not all about winning. And winning is not everything. And this was why your podcast resonates with me, because it's not. It's about the journey and enjoying that process and meeting these people and traveling. Like the bike has taken me honestly globally everywhere. You know, at a young age, really fortunate to have been able to have those opportunities, but now to be able to race for an all type 1 diabetes cycling team, follow my dream, impact people, meet so many more people that, you know, we share stories. And it's about showing and what is possible with diabetes and also, you know, proving to myself what I'm capable as an athlete. Being able to represent the national team too has been such a great experience in meeting other athletes and who are actually also curious about diabetes and how it works. Since it's just a great opportunity to have dialogues with people from different countries and make friends. And man, it's been such a great journey that I'm really cherishing it, because I know one day it will be over, that chapter will close, but I'm really just making the best out of this entire experience. And you know, with everything that's happening in the world right now with COVID and the Olympics being postponed, you know, it's challenging, but it's brought a lot of perspective on the work ethic that I do have to stay consistent. And that's been really important to me, just to kind of just, it's a simple process of like, just stay consistent show up to training and just continue to do what really brings me joy every day. And it's not, it is a job, but I don't just see it as a job. It's something that I really love and enjoy doing. And I'm so thankful that I could make it a profession, because yes, I could be in a cubicle or somewhere and that could be my life in the future, but I'm just enjoying and embracing this entire experience.
Mandy, you were named to the Olympic team, but of course, we're not going to have an Olympics, you know, at the time that we were supposed to this year. What's your mindset, you know, with the Olympics being pushed to next year? And frankly, we don't even know, right, what's going to happen by next year. How do you sort of approach all this?
I was named to the Olympic long team. So I'm one step closer to the final team, and selection will be made next spring. So it's definitely hard because I'm like, am I going to be on the Olympic team? Am I going, you know, on the final Olympic team? Will I be at the Olympics? It was challenging. We just finished our world championships in March, and then we were going to find out, you know, the Olympic long team and then the final team maybe a couple of weeks or a month after. And I was really looking forward to being hopefully named on that, and then also being able to compete on my birthday, because I would have been racing on my birthday. So my birthday looks a little bit different this year, and that's okay. I know that I have a double workout on my birthday this year, and that will be, I already know that. I'm like, it's a Friday and that's a double day. So yeah, it's definitely just challenging. I know all other athletes are in this boat. I've spoken to a number of athletes too in other sports, and you know how creative they have gotten to get. I don't have a velodrome to train on, because that's specifically my sport is track sprint cycling. So I do need the velodrome to work on my tactics and just to have specific workouts on there, but we got creative. I mean, I thankfully have a squat rack in this room and a watt bike and, you know, my bike, so I'm able to ride on the road. I got creative with my training, but I was still able to really just stick to the basics and do the work.
We'll get back to the rest of the interview in just a minute. If you've enjoyed Winning Is Not Everything, there's a chance you'd absolutely love my new video series, Model Student Athlete. It's my passion to teach youth sports character traits to help athletes grow, not just on the field, but off the field. And this video course is just the thing to help them really level up. The 8 courses focus on different character keys like gratitude, effort, humility, and attitude. Each feature an impactful video that's roughly 15 to 20 minutes long, and also comes with a lot of downloadable resources to keep the momentum going, as well as quotable memes and even a quiz to see if you've mastered becoming a model student athlete. You can get each of the 8 courses individually, or you can get a great discount plus some exclusive bonuses if you get one of the Model Student Athlete course bundles. Oh, and use the code WINNING to get an additional 40% off your purchase as a thank you to our listeners. Head to modelstudentathlete.com to get started and use the code WINNING for 40% off your purchase. Model Student Athlete, where character counts more than the score. Given all your success, you do such an incredible job of pouring into others and helping others. Where does that motivation come from you? Because it's not really a cursory thing for you. You are very, very committed to utilizing your story and your platform to really help others.
Yeah, that's absolutely a great question. In this day and age, you know, people can get so hung up on followers and all of this, like, stigma around social media, but like this ego, but I think you just gotta stick to what's true. I use my platform to expose more people to the sport of track cycling. It is not a sport that is very well known in the US. It's also because it is my passion and I love it. And I race for an incredible team, Team Novo Nordisk. You know, we're inspiring, empowering, educating people worldwide affected by diabetes. And that's really powerful to be able to share stories. And I know that I've been able to connect with so many young people along my journey and on social media, and even people my age who ask me, you know, what do I do? What does a typical day look like with diabetes? Like, what's your favorite nutrition snack? And So I just think it's such an incredible platform to have these conversations, to connect with people. I have found that to be so fun and just uplifting to me, you know, to be able to impact another young person's life. And because I know when I was young, I didn't really have anybody to look up to. It was, you know, of course, my parents' support, but yeah, to be able to have this platform, I want to empower young athletes and girls too, to be confident and just recognize what they're capable of and that their voice can be amplified to be, you know, powerful in the community, whatever they're passionate about, because I feel like that I found my passion and a great team, and to be able to race for the national team. I mean, this all didn't come very easily to me. I've had to work really hard for everything.
What's one message you have for youth parents today?
Let your kids do what they want. You know, as far as like, let them pick their sport. If they don't want to go to practice one day, just remind them that, you know, you are driving them and that you are dedicating your time too. I remember my dad would remind me sometimes when I'd go to the velodrome, like, I'm here, I took my time to take you. And he's like, all right, you can not do your workout today, but at least ride a couple laps, get some exercise. So yeah, I mean, there's times, of course, I didn't want to train. I wanted to go hang with friends, and it's not like he was forcing me, but I knew like I had to kind of stick to a routine, and that's important. Just to be a really great support system and not get too hung up on, you know, if your child misses a practice or two, you know, I think it's mentally important for them to be fresh and not drain themselves and into thinking like this is a job. This is just something that's a part of their life and they're enjoying it and it's building character. And who knows, it can lead to other opportunities in and out of sport.
And I know you have many kids who look up to you, obviously, including my son. But what's one message you try to instill in kids who do look up to you?
I always say dream big and always follow your heart, because you know, dreams in sport or out of sport, I think it's important to recognize that it builds character at such a young age to be involved in sport, but also you take those experience into the classroom, into other areas of your life, like friendships, the way you treat people, the way you view work ethic. I think it's important to recognize that to dream big is more than just the saying, but also acting in a way of, you know, I'm going to really put everything out there as far as work ethic and experiences and just enjoy the journey and the process. And that's a big part of like following your heart, is continuing just to do what you love and enjoy. And one of the biggest things in this entire journey that I've learned, and I'm always learning, is also just to communicate better and to communicate how you feel. It's okay to be vulnerable and say you don't feel well or you're having a bad day. You know, I say like, you know, I speak to my coach sometimes with my diabetes management and said, you know, my blood sugars are a little high today, but I'm out here, I'm doing the best I can. And it's just a cumulative of being able to just express how you feel that really just makes the weight kind of lift off your shoulders. That's why that little saying means so much to me, because it's more than just yourself and sport, but the people and the passion and just everything. So dream big and always follow your heart.
Well, Mandy, I had so much fun talking to you. Thank you for taking the time and for all your great pearls of wisdom. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. And if any of the kids want to follow me on social media and connect, I'm there and I'm excited to connect with them and for them to continue to follow my journey. And, you know, we're in this together.
I'm so thankful that you tuned into this episode of Winning Is Not Everything. Please make sure to like the podcast, subscribe, and share with all your friends. And if you have questions for me, reach out through my website, seankjensen.com. And while you're at it, check out Model Student Athlete and let me know your first impression of it. Winning is not everything, but the three H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.